Hey everybody, it's Ben from Playing Doctor Podcast, and I'm going to remind you today that Saturday, October 18th, come see us live at Tidewater Comic Con at the Virginia Beach Convention Center. It's the big backwards building at the end of 264 at the beach. It's a great show. This time, Tidewater Comic Con is going to be huge. Our friend Mike Federale likes it big, and so this year it's going to be really big. Join us at the beach all day Saturday, Tidewater Comic Con.
Tidewater Comic Con, Tidewater Comic Con.
Cue the credits.
Warning, warning.
Don't let it out.
Danger zone.
Spoilers. Spoilers.
Spoilers.
I am talking!
Not even the Daleks ever subjected me to anything quite so arse-paralyzingly painful as that.
What?
Would you like me to repeat the question?
Spoilers!
Hello, I'm Ben.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're playing Doctor. And this is another spoiler episode, so if you're not all the way caught up with Season 8 yet, get out of here.
Yeah, bitches.
And this
kill the moon.
And we are going to kill the moon because, I mean, we've unlocked the basement door, crossed the time stream, and we had to bring our number one Clara hater back.
Oh, come on, man.
Clara hates
Ben Taylor, hey, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
So you watched the latest episode of Doctor Who starring our number one favorite Doctor of the new era, Peter Capaldi.
Hopefully our only Doctor at the moment.
And he's doing great.
He's brilliant. Mm-hmm. He's fantastic.
Some of the stories have been beneath him, in my opinion.
Yes.
I mean, they've wasted
them.
Now, granted, we're only, what, seven episodes in? Mm-hmm.
So we're more than halfway into the season, and in my opinion, there's been two good episodes.
And what was the other episode you thought was good?
Robots of Sherwood.
Really?
I really enjoyed that episode.
See, that was a fun episode for me.
See, that's why I enjoyed it.
Okay, yeah. I got it.
Like, it was what... when David Tennant was regenerating into Matt Smith, there was this, like, 80... Like, from the end of Unicorn and the Wasp, mm-hmm. all the way through when David Tennant actually regenerated, it was like this 18-month funeral dirge of drama, right?
Right.
And then 11th Hour showed up, and it was just funny. And I was like, that's refreshing. Something different.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you had a little bit of funny in Deep Breath. A little bit of funny. But there wasn't a whole lot of funny.
Right.
And Robots of Sherwood was just fun. Like, it was that Mark Gatiss banter. That mm-hmm. he's so good at.
And I totally get that.
It helped develop Capaldi a lot, I think. Because up until then, he'd kind of been the sidekick for two episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it was the Doctor. Then he went back to being the sidekick for many episodes. And then we had Kill the Moon.
Right. So we're here to talk about Kill the Moon today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we get too far into it, you and I exchanged a few words on Facebook about this. And something that I said, and I think you agreed with, is that this had a, for me at least, it had the classic Who feel. I could totally see Pertwee or Tom Baker dropping right into this.
Yeah.
If you had given this story to them, you know, obviously the special effects, blah, 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 would be different. But this storyline, Baker could have pulled it off, no problem.
Oh, completely.
Pertwee could have pulled it off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when he jumps into the crater, I totally thought Pertwee would have done something like that.
Oh, yeah.
That see, man of action.
See, that's been my complaint with Doctor Who for most of the last two and a bit seasons.
Mm-hmm.
It's not been about the Doctor anymore. It's been
about
the companions.
Yes.
But it was tolerable when it was Amy and Rory because I
liked they were
them.
Good.
Yes. they were written well. They were good characters. They were stable characters. I mean, not like Clara's unstable, but they write her all over the place.
Oh,
one
we'll
day
get
she's
to
brilliant,
that.
And the next day she's fucking up. And it's just frustrating.
Okay, now, another thing that I think we all three discussed online prior to the show on the other side of the console room was that this episode got a little preachy.
A little.
The two things that we, you know, picked up on. One, Jenny, I think you said this was the abortion episode.
Yes. I mean, having all the picketers around the moon saying, don't kill the creature in the moon. It's just...
That didn't happen.
A fetus.
No.
Fetus is life.
I think you might have been hallucinating that one, Jenny.
Yeah. Maybe you should stop mixing the drinks before the episode.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, no. See, I've had to start drinking before some of these episodes, just in case. Yeah.
Now, the other thing I think it got preachy about that, you know, in between the two issues, the one that really got me...
Yeah, this was the one that really stuck out to me.
Hey, America canceled their space program. We, you know, yeah, abortion, whatever. But why the hell did you stop the space program? Because they had to pull a antique shuttle out of a museum and dig up our nukes and take them to the moon. Because, hey, we just don't go into space anymore. It's 2049, and yeah, we don't do that. Thanks, Obama.
Well, the Mexicans went to space.
Yes. The Mexican space program was still active as of 2039 when all of their miners died on the moon.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Well, hey, it was nice having Doctor Who mention another country besides the United States.
Or England.
Or England. Obviously. You know, no United Kingdom. You know, hey, here's some characters from Mexico. Yay!
I didn't know Mexico even existed in Doctor Who land.
Apparently it does. It's not Great Mexico, though. Only Britain is great.
Okay, Ben. Anyway.
That was my favorite Tenet line. I'm sorry. Great France, great Germany. Anyway.
On this episode.
On this episode, though, the Mexican miners are dead, and there's cobwebs in space. Except they're
not... Yeah, can we talk about that?
They went shopping at the Halloween store.
No.
That's my story.
We have these things that look like spiders.
Yes.
That we determine are germs.
Yes, giant bacteria.
Giant bacteria.
Single cell.
That can be defeated by like, bleach spray.
Yeah, Lysol or something.
All right. Let's not talk about how they lack of oxygen would probably kill them. But they leave cobwebs behind.
Yes.
That mysteriously disappear in the last part of the episode when they're wandering around the space station as if nothing has ever happened. And there aren't armies of germ spiders outside.
Well, maybe they got sucked out into space when the window breached.
Oh, that's right.
Before the big steel plate.
Because when they walked up
to
the space station, the moon base, at the beginning, the doors were
covered.
Open.
Ah, yes.
Yes, because I did have an issue with them walking around without their helmets on the moon.
Well, they did say that they'd sealed that room.
Yeah, but where did they get the air from? If you know, I mean,
they didn't use it up. The other crew is dead. They brought enough air to last for a while. There's recirculators.
But they left the doors open. I mean, that's like leaving the air conditioning on and opening up all the
doors
in your house.
Exactly, but I've seen thermostats that turn off if it goes into overrun. I mean, they have a thing, so, we've got a hole breach. Don't waste the air. Turn off the air.
Okay.
Until you fix the breach.
I can suspend disbelief. There's a lot of things I was willing to suspend disbelief about on this episode because I wanted to like it so badly.
I did like it.
I did.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty because this is going to be a short episode. And we get to the Clara bits when Clara decides to break up with the doctor.
That's not even the worst part.
Really?
No, of course it's not.
Tell me what the worst part is.
The whole fuck time. The entire fuck episode. She's been like, why won't you tell this girl she's special?
Yes.
Then, when the Doctor puts said girl in a position to prove that she's special,
yes,
Clara poops herself. Like, she literally shits the bed.
She just wants him to say it and not actually mean it.
Or show it.
Or show it.
Yeah.
Or let the girl prove it. It's just supposed to be an empty gesture. That's what she's into, is empty gestures.
But it doesn't make fucking sense.
No, it doesn't. Because Clara is just written horribly.
Like,
horribly.
There's that...
See, I can tell you you're special, or I can show you that you're special. And
yeah.
If I show you that you're special, then you know you're special.
Mm-hmm.
But if I just tell you, okay, so, you know, yeah, it might be impressive if somebody important like the Doctor or King or something tells you, oh, you're special. Oh, wow, I feel good. But really, have you done anything? And after a while, that only goes so far. But if the Doctor takes you and says, hey, bam, you're the first woman on the moon in 2049.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one small something, whatever, let's get on with it. And now, hey, you get to choose if you save the moon or not.
See, here's the other thing, right? It doesn't make sense. Like, bear in mind that Clara has seen literally everything the Doctor's ever done.
Yes.
She has been in his timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Right okay. down the middle.
So, she's seen literally everything he's ever done. Does she not remember the quote, nobody important? Blimey, that's amazing. You know what? In 900 years of time and space, I've never met anybody who wasn't important before.
Yes, when he told, I believe, Donna that?
Kazran Sabic, my friend.
Accessing.
From the Christmas Carol, where they see the frozen
girl. Gotcha.
And he's just come down the chimney.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, that's got my name all over it. Well, not yet, but give me some minute and some crayons.
Yes.
One of my favorite Matt Smith quotes.
Well, I thought he had been going on about, you know, how special Clara was with her mom and dad and the leaf and all that bullshit. You know, the magic leaf. There was a lot of that kind of theme going on with that episode. So, like, why is that all of a sudden now just... No, not special.
Because it's a really easy way for Clara to solve a problem child. Because you've seen the last, like, two or three episodes that they've been having problems with this kid in school.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, to the point where this kid, even when her life is being threatened on the moon, starts making jabs about Mr. Pink.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
I'm sorry, 13-year-old girl in space, about to be devoured by germ spiders, not making a quote about Mr. Pink. Probably peeing herself in the corner.
I don't know, maybe she's a tough chick. I mean, you know, these British kids, they're getting kind of rowdy.
Yeah.
And you've seen her parents, they're kind of assholes, so I can buy it.
7 billion germ spiders.
7 billion, yes.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And this, and just Clara in general doesn't just...
Calm
like,
down.
There's that whole thing in the last episode where she's like, what were the others like before me? You've met them. You were in his time stream.
You know exactly how and who they were.
Mm-hmm.
What the actual fuck are they doing in that writer's room?
They give her a good, like, one-liner in just about every episode, though. Like, when she says, I'm going to smack you so hard that you're going to regenerate.
I kind of
like that.
I rolled my eyes at that. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
You just
see,
a hater.
The regeneration line that I liked in this episode, though, was when the Doctor was telling them to kill them.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you know, you want to kill the little girl first because you don't want her to see us get killed. You don't want any child to see that. And then you should kill her teacher. You know,
and just stop there, because those two being gone wouldn't be a problem.
And then we, you know, solve the episode. No, then you kill kill me, and it's going to take a long time. I mean, the whole thing about he doesn't even know if he can run out of regenerations at this point.
That was an interesting line. I'll say that much.
I'll keep regenerating until Gallifrey comes back. And you little monkeys don't even know what Gallifrey is, so get
is that
started.
Ireland?
Yes, it's one of those coast towns on.
Yeah.
That's Galloway.
Oh, well. Then that's why the operator lady at the local switchboard was a little confused when I was trying to make that call.
Yeah.
But, so, again, this, for me, Capaldi really just, even though I started thinking it was almost a Dr. Light episode, because it's like, he left.
He did kind of disappear about two-thirds of the way in.
I think, obviously, for the story, he needed to. But I think because we're so tired of Clara at this point,
mm-hmm.
it made it just feel like he was gone for a lot more than he was.
Yeah, it was like an eternity.
I don't care who Clara's dating.
No.
I don't care about new Mickey.
Here's the thing about new Mickey. I actually find him somewhat interesting.
Me too.
The sad part is they've tied his story into Clara so mm-hmm. hard that when she leaves, it is going to take an act of brilliance beyond the Moffat for it to be make sense for him to stick around.
Yes.
Yeah. And he won't, though, that I know of. He's got to go off and make babies with Clara that can travel in time and space.
And look at the bright side. We'll actually feel something when he leaves.
Unlike when Clara leaves.
We will feel something when Clara leaves.
Joy.
Relief.
Relief.
I knew it. Yeah.
Oh,
like, I fully expect to be getting drunk and having the best time of my life.
Yeah,
when
woo.
We find out that Clara
May have to do a special Playing Doctor episode and like, invite multiple guests over, put up balloons, have a cake.
I kind of feel bad for her because she could have been a really great character, I think, if she was just written better.
Well, no, my thing is, I think she outlived her usefulness. I think she was interesting to a point, but I think after she fell through his time stream,
she was done
and served her purpose. You get a couple of more episodes, and then, well, hey, thanks for joining us, and I'll drop you off in Croditch,
and
boom, I'm gone.
Like, I wasn't here when you guys did the spoiler for this one episode, but there was the episode called Listen. Yes.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God. Right. Rose.
Yeah.
Traveling with the doctor. She's like, my dad died when I was, like, 1 year old.
Yes.
All I want to do is see him. And the doctor's like, I don't know, it's a bit of a teeth dryer. Not sure about that one. Clara, on the other hand, is like, yo, so I'm having this bad date. Can we use the TARDIS to go back, like, 15 minutes so I can take my foot out of my mouth? If there is one person you do not want having access to time travel, it's that person.
the bad relationship, bad girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I just need to fix my relationship. Let me go back in time and correct this real quick.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's used it for worse, though, I think.
But then later in that episode, right,
mm-hmm.
he says to her, get back in the TARDIS, blah, 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 blah. If you cross me, you'll never travel with me again.
Correct.
What? How is this at the end of Kill the Moon not crossing him?
No, I would love for this to be it. I mean, if I'm the doctor and you tell me to leave, you don't want to be around me anymore, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? Deuces. You know, read about me in the paper.
Yeah.
Check my Tumblr page. Because the disruptive influence taught me about Tumblr. I'm
mm-hmm.
posting all my stuff now, and it's all directed to you, Clara. Ooh, having fun in Bristol. Ooh-wee. Back on the moon in 2079, loving the colony without Clara.
Dude, like, that would be the best Doctor Who ever. And that would explain why she becomes Missy.
Oh, you think she's Missy?
I think she's Missy.
I think she's Missy. Okay, well, I did not catch any Missy references or Promised Land references in this one.
Not in this one, no.
So this was a clean one, wasn't it? Did you catch anything?
Don't think I did.
Because nothing jumped out at me, at least. But that said, this running thing, I kind of like it. They haven't been too beat you over the head with the Promised Land.
I like that, though.
Yeah, that's exactly how I want you to run a series-long story arc.
Like, mm-hmm. if you go back and you compare Bad Wolf and mm-hmm. Harold Saxon mm-hmm. to The Crack, you're like, so heavy-handed.
The Saxon thing, you know, I think...
was a work of brilliance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a little... because especially, that one was so good that you don't realize how far back it went until you go back and, like us, we're watching the episodes, you know, and we're in the Martha season now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, holy crap, they've already mentioned Saxon.
Like, from the first episode.
He was in Torchwood.
Yeah.
Like, there was one of those Vote Saxon posters in the background in the Torchwood episode.
Yes. It's crazy.
They were very thorough.
So...
I don't know, I just...
Okay, something I couldn't get about this episode. What was the fucking point of taking a vote of the entire planet, which somehow magically spun fast enough that she could see the entire thing in, like, a half an hour? To see if they turned the lights on or off?
Oh, it was that time when you had Europe and North America.
Yes, they were all...
exactly the same time.
Yeah. They were all lit up at the same
time. Because Russia doesn't get a fucking vote. Fuck Russia.
No.
Well, if they wanted a vote, they could have kept their space program going.
And
which
Asia,
obviously
fuck those guys.
Yeah. I figured the Earth started spinning faster because the moon and gravity and stuff, and I don't really get science, but it's something to do with that.
No.
No, but what was the point of taking a fucking vote? And the entire Earth says burn it with fire.
Because Clara didn't have the bollocks to make the decision on her own. And that was the point, is she didn't have to make the decision on her own. That's why the little girl was there, and that's why guest character whose name we never actually found out's name was still there.
What the hell was her name? Did she even have a name?
The astronaut?
Yeah. Miss Bitchy Pants. That's her name, I think. That's got to be in the credits. Miss Bitchy Pants.
I have to look that up.
Space Bitchy Pants.
Because you watched the episode Saturday night, and we just got to it on Sunday night. So we DVR'd.
Yeah.
And I know you immediately messaged and said, hey, have you watched it yet? And we were delayed in the temporal vortex and had to catch up.
Well, I didn't actually get to watch it till like midnight on Saturday, so...
Right.
And
I didn't see your message until like 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
So...
But yeah,
it was... I don't know. We wanted to record this real quick so we could get it out there. And just... I loved Capaldi in this. This was... had a very classic Who feel to it.
Did this have a don't?
Did it have a who?
A don't.
Like, Moffat telling us what to do again.
Because we had don't blink, mm-hmm. don't look away, don't breathe,
mm-hmm.
Don't look at the guy under the blanket.
Well, then sometimes he just says, do this. Like,
yeah, he also tells
count
you what
the shadows.
Don't
listen.
Don't think in Time Heist.
Yeah.
Don't think, yeah. I don't know. Don't kill babies.
Don't cancel your space program.
Don't move quickly when the spider thing was in the room.
Don't be concerned at all that the moon is breaking apart.
Don't bring back Clara.
Ah.
That's it.
We got it.
Yeah.
Hey, we're coming up on the half hour, so thank you, Ben, for... you know, coming out of hiding and
thanks for taking
joining
me out
us.
Of the basement.
Well, you know, we found that if we keep you down there, now you are getting the food that we're sending down, right?
What?
Okay. So we'll check on that, and...
I may have been eating it on the way. I'll have to check on that.
It's fine. It's fine. There's rats. No, but you did find the booze, at least.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Good deal.
Otherwise, there'd be blood in my alcohol stream, and that would be disastrous.
He would have just gnawed his own arm off. We I'd don't be, even have I'd him be, tied
I'd
up.
I'd have eaten the door and stolen your stash.
Okay. So real quick, check us out, playingdoctorpodcast.com. Mm-hmm. Ben, where can we find you?
Best place to find me is at Bob T. Goldfish on Twitter, or if you head over to Pop Culture Uncovered, I'm going to be starting a podcast over there called Declassified.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's intriguing.
Yes.
It's basically me and whoever I can con into just... shooting the shit over something that I want to talk about, really. Or if I've got a bunch of people lined up for interviews from rather large name sources. So the mm-hmm. whole point of Declassified is to talk about what's going on behind the scenes, how they got involved, how things develop, really. So on the weeks where we don't have a name interview, then it will just be me sort of filling the gaps with conversation about this, that, and the other, really.
I like it.
Yeah, I'll be checking that out. And see, I'm at Reality Amok. I hear the TARDIS. We got to go.
I'm at Jenny_Z and on MouthyBroadcast.com.
And everything is on the site. So thanks again, Ben. And goodbye.
Bye. Have fun in the basement.
Yes, basement.